Oh, good. Oh, she did.
You left us out of this whole thing.
All right, looking for, do we have the draft special?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't send an email. I just want to, I want you to look at it. I would like to approve it on the 7th, if possible.
The 7th?
The 7th, November 7th.
So we'll get it, we can look at it.
Okay, so we'll take this home.
We are doing a back-to-back in February, which we don't normally do, but I'm going away at the end of February.
So it's all about you.
It is all about me.
So what are we doing?
Just looking at this.
We're just looking at this.
Yeah, so it's going to be February 13th and February 20th. Initially, it was going to be the 27th, but I'll be away.
Okay, no, because there's a certain time in January that both.
Correct, we'll vote on it.
Attorney Sinetti and I may be gone, but it's not a.
So just check your schedule, check your calendars.
Clear it out.
I know, I don't ever schedule anything in February 2025 until my sister-in-law gets involved in this.
Oh, I skipped approval of the October 10th, 2024 minutes.
Yeah, we got that, we haven't done that yet.
Make a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion.
Seconded.
Yep, motion made by Colonel Overture, seconded by Mr. Gray. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'll abstain since I wasn't here.
All right, and nobody's opposed, I take it.
No, but I do.
What?
I just have a statement to make about the state sending us documents. I think that's all they supply, and I don't understand it. Like, the towns, I mean, you saw Avon's packet. The state usually gives them the issuing authority questionnaire, but I don't know that they give supporting documents. Why, I don't know that answer to that, but that, this becomes an issue because they didn't.
So we.
And I don't supply the appellant what the state sends me because.
It's not your job.
No, it's not.
Okay.
And it should be the state, if there's, you know, I mean, there's no collect records, there's no any private information that they, so, but they don't send supporting documents.
Well, the reason I raised that was just because it sounded like he was saying that we, the board, somehow fished around and pulled some evidence out of the air.
Yeah, and that's not at all.
I want to make sure on the record that that's not the case.
No, they send us the documents, which is important for you guys.
Yeah.
But.
Also important.
Important for the attorney also.
The towns do a pretty good job of that, of sending the documents to all parties. The state, this has come up before.
Yeah, absolutely, it has.
The state has not done that.
There's a letter that goes out to the appellants stating to provide documents to the other side within 10 days or the opportunity.
And the issuing authority gets the same letter or a version of that?
Yep.
And they still don't provide the evidence?
Not the supporting documents. Give me one second. So the issuing authority, the state, yeah, it says, talks about the witnesses. Number four, additional documents. If you have any additional documents, please email to the board. No later than 10 days prior to the hearing. If they're going to do it after the 10 days, they have to share it with both parties. So it's kind of the same.
That doesn't say send it to the appellant.
Yeah, maybe we need to amend that letter, send to the board and the appellant.
You together with your witnesses, testify under oath. All witnesses are subject to. This information must be in the hands of the appellant no later than 10 days prior to the hearing.
Well, be careful. Does it say send it to the board and the appellant must have it, or does it say you must?
You, as the issuing authority, are required to provide to the appellant named above at the address shown the specific reasons you denied the appellant.
Questionnaire.
A permit on the board issuing authority questionnaire, any supporting documents relevant to the case.
Okay, good.
This case may be, and must be in the hands of the appellant no later than 10 days prior to the hearing. So it is, it does.
Maybe we amend the letter to state that failure to do so may result in your evidence being excluded from consideration.
So how would that have?
Well, then he would have objected, saying he wasn't.
Won his case, I mean, that.
Well, no, but she could have testified at that point, but, and we've done that with the issuing authority, where they haven't provided the documents in a timely manner.
True.
But they can give it off testimony.
But then they'll testify or not use them.
Or testify off an application that wasn't submitted from the appellant side, we just did.
Yeah, we just did that.
So I'm trying to make this a little bit more reader-friendly. I mean, this.
Yeah, I think if we just put a.
The appellants obviously get it. We get all.
Yes. I think just a simple statement, failure to provide any evidence you intend to introduce to the opposing party may subject that evidence from being excluded from consideration.
Yeah, and I would say evidence including documents, so it's not confused with.
Right, because I do think, right.
My understanding in the last case, there's a video involved, and I don't know if we were going to see that or not, but that would be very helpful.
Oh, that was for this?
Yeah.
The grand irony.
We didn't get that far, but I was certainly going to ask.
The grand irony of all that is that Attorney Sherman had introduced evidence at the prior case that he had in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyways.
And that's just a question, and I will revise the letter. I'll send it to Kyle for approval, and then I'm going to send a copy to SLFU and say, take a look at this, because now you've got more stuff on your plate.
It's just good for everybody to be clear and provide everything to everybody, so there's no surprises.
Right.
Yeah, for two reasons. So everyone's prepared for the hearing, but also, with all the information available, sometimes the cases can be settled before the hearing, and we wouldn't see them at all.
Only good can come from this.
Okay, so we're gonna we'll finish this, but then I want to talk to you guys about tacos. But that's okay. We'll finish this meeting.
Let's adjourn.
Well, that's under new business. So the secretary's report from October 10th has passed.
Right.
Right. 5-5-0-1
Right.
Yep. And now we're talking about tacos.
No, we'll finish the meeting and then we'll talk about tacos.
I didn't know if that was.
I'm always willing to talk about tacos.
Under old business, have you heard from the chief court administrator?
I have not.
Just curious.
Nope.
Right,
the wheels of justice churn slowly at every level.
Just curious. Mm.
It's state working at its highest level.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, looking for.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. Thank you for getting there.
Seconded.
Motion made by Chief Rosenzweig, seconded by Mr. Gray, who is the second champ of the day. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Motion passed. Motion passes unanimously. The meeting is adjourned at 11:46 a.m. Near record time.